Yeah, everybody's fit and available. Means players are going to be disappointed this week, you know. You had players that come in last week. You know, you look at your two centre backs last week. They've never played together before, but they look like they've been playing for a few years together and done exceptionally well. You know, and Ryan McBride and Aaron Barry comes in to the squad. So it's going to be a healthy situation. You're going to have, you know, you're going to have people disappointed, but you know, there's good competition and there's a good camaraderie about the players at the minute, and long may that continue.
How do you approach the game? Well, in any way, there's three games Friday night that have an impact on what happens at the bottom of the table. Will that in any way change your mind as to what way you approach Limerick?
I wouldn't have thought so. Like, we've already set a stall out and trimmed today the way we're going to play down in Limerick. So it doesn't really matter what happens elsewhere. You know, we're going to try and win the match in Limerick. And it'll not matter what happens elsewhere, anything else. So, you know, if you start to get bogged down in other people's results and stuff like that, you do your head, you know. But like, if we can go to Limerick and get, you know, a performance probably better than the Bray match, it'll probably take, you know, to win in Limerick. You know, we've got to step it up another wee notch. But the good thing about that squad there is I feel there's a hell of a lot more on it. You know, I think they can get a lot better, you know, and we can be more clinical. You know, we created chances against Bray, which was really, really pleasingly. You know, and to be fair, the boys look really hungry at the minute. And, it's a good place to be at the minute, you know.
So what you're saying essentially is, in relation to other teams, you're not interested. It's only what you do, and you have to look after yourselves because nobody else is going to do it for you.
That's it at the end of the day. I mean, if you're paying other people to do you favours in football, I think you're going to be feeling very sad an awful lot of days, you know, because it doesn't happen. Like, football's a ruthless game, and that I've been around it long enough, and that. And, you know, no matter, you know, you think this person or that person, you know, will do you a favour here and there, but that doesn't really happen, you know, in football. You know, everybody looks after their own boat, and we'll be no different. We'll be trying to go to Limerick and try and win the match, and if we won that match, then we'll see where we're at after that.
You've played Limerick twice this season. Derry said they've had the better of Limerick in the games, but since the last time you played them, they have significantly improved and are probably... A form is ticking over the last 10 or 12 games, they're in the top four.
Well, if you take their form over the last 10 matches, they'd be sitting second in the league now. You know, if the league only started 10 matches ago, they'd be sitting second in the league, which is an awful achievement, you know, for a team at that end of the table. And fair play and credit to them, you know. I mean, we know what we're up against, you know. If you look at it on paper and that, you know, and you match the two teams up, there wouldn't be an awful lot of it, and I think it'll come down to who's the hungriest on Saturday night and who's the most clinical.